95.7 Ben FM presents Her Story with Kathy Romano.
Good morning and welcome to Her Story. I'm your host, Kathy Romano, and happy Mother's Day. I found this interesting study that was done that I thought I would pass on to you today on Mother's Day. According to Ooma.com, O-O-M-A.com, a leading provider of voice-only internet phones and smart home security systems, 35% of Americans say a phone call makes the perfect Mother's Day gift. They asked Americans how they plan to celebrate the amazing women who raised them, and a phone call came in as the number one perfect gift. 35% of Americans ranked it as the top Mother's Day gift. That's 14% more than their second choice, which was flowers. Now, I do love flowers. My son, he's only six, so not old enough to give me a call, so I'm not sure I quite understand that part yet. Of course, I would call my mother, but I'm going to be spending Mother's Day with her as well. I also love flowers. Only 25% of moms say they want a gift this year. That I don't agree with. I definitely want a gift, and there's nothing wrong with that. As moms, we do so much for our kids and our family. There's nothing wrong with people saying thank you to the moms by giving a gift. But listen, in addition to the gift from my son, I definitely want to get together with the family. That's the best part. Absolutely. I agree with that part. Spending time not only with your mom, but with the entire family. A gathering is always so much fun for Mother's Day. And according to this survey, 75% of moms said that they prefer to connect with their family by getting together. The least popular Mother's Day present, 90% of moms said that they can do without chocolate. I guess I'm in the 10% because I absolutely love chocolate. I'll take that too. Basically, I'll take any Mother's Day gift. But yes, I think number one for me anyway would be spending time with the family for sure. So with that being said, in honor of Mother's Day, I thought I'd introduce you to my mother and give you a little bit about her story. My mom, Jerry Romano, is here with me today. And speaking of gifts, she sent me an email with a link to see a play, Man of La Mancha. It's her favorite play. And she said, this will be one of the most amazing gifts if you get me tickets to see this. And I told her what would be more amazing is the time machine that I'm going to build to take her back to 2016 when the show was in town. The link that she sent me that she found online was for a show that took place in 2016. So, Mom, what do you want for Mother's Day?
Oh, my goodness. I don't know. Just
you love TJ Maxx, Marshall's,
yes,
Home Goods. You
yes.
love those places.
Get me a gift card. I love it. And us all being together, that makes my Mother's Day.
Yeah, just like the survey said.
Mm-hmm.
My mom is a certified psychiatric registered nurse. And Mom, you've been working as a drug and alcohol nurse for 35 years.
I don't work in that capacity anymore. I worked with drug and alcohol and mental health for about 35 years.
You worked at a number of different hospitals throughout the area, Lower Bucks, St. Mary's. You did home care, and you currently work at the Bucks County Homeless Shelter in Levittown. What do you do there?
I'm the nurse educator.
So if somebody needs a place to stay, what's the best way for them to get a bed at your shelter or any shelters?
As far as Bucks County is concerned, you have to call the housing link. You have to get on a list.
Do you take both men, women, and children?
And children. Yes, we do. Mm-hmm.
So I would imagine a big part of the staff's job is to help the homeless get back on their feet. This isn't permanent housing.
Yes, the staff at the shelter helps the residents to obtain housing.
With your drug and alcohol experience over so many years, we often have a serious conversation about opioids and the epidemic in our country. So just tell the listeners a little bit about your take on opioids.
It's so tough because everybody's, you know, coming up with these great places for people to go, which I think is really important for them to.
What do you mean? Like the recovery?
Recovery houses, I think.
What about those safe houses? Have you seen those?
Where they're letting them shoot up.
How is that legal?
Yeah, I know. And I had a conversation about this. And my opinion is I don't know that it can be that helpful because they're going to shoot up. And then what? I know drug addicts and I know them well. Some of them I'm very close to. And we have honest talks about it. The bottom line is if you're near a safe house, great. But if you're not and you want to get high, you're doing it anyway.
They don't care if the safe house is close or
not. Yeah, because the addiction is so intense.
It's like you just want somebody to blame for this opioid epidemic.
It's everybody. It's the pharmaceutical companies. When they first came out with them, with Percocet, I think, they said there was a 1% addiction rate.
Isn't that amazing? 1%. Yeah. And now
And now it's ridiculous. And
a large portion of the country is addicted.
Is addicted, yeah. And the problem is, and I keep saying this to people, we have things. We have Suboxone. We have methadone. We have Vivitrol shot. But how do you stop them from wanting to get high? That's the problem. That's where I think therapy and support from other people comes into play, because you just need someone there for you. Your uncle was not addicted to opioids, but did drugs and alcohol and has been clean for years and went on to go to Yale Law School and become an attorney. And I think the support of good friends and family is what really helped him through it.
Most people can't get sober on their own. They need support.
Yes, absolutely.
So my entire life, we always had people in and out of our house. Our house was always an open door. If anybody needed somewhere to go for the holidays, they knew they were always welcome at our house. So I think you continue that today. You're now working in a homeless shelter and helping everybody that you can.
That's what we're here for, is to help other people. And I lived that way. My parents always had people. If they were in need, they stayed with us. And you can remember in your life, I think we've had 30 different people live with us during the course of my married life at one point or another, whether they be exchange students or foster children, the single mom with a child who lived in our little apartment.
We had an apartment on the side of our house, and there was always somebody different living there, sometimes family members, sometimes not.
Or the woman going through a divorce whose dog I forgot to walk for the weekend.
he pooped all over the house.
You know, the apartment always had people that we knew. We never rented it out to strangers, or it was always people that we knew, whether they be family members or friends who were in need, who needed maybe a little bit cheaper of an apartment to stay in where electric and water and everything was included, and it just helped them out.
So what were some of the pros and cons then to always opening your doors and having people in and out? Because I was a kid, so I mean, I could tell you mine, but you know, I didn't see what the adults were seeing at the time.
I would say, in looking back at all the people that we had living with us, probably the ones that were the most fun were Jaime and Rafael from Spain.
Exchange students, yes.
The most.
Oh my gosh, they were. They still are. We still keep in contact with them. We actually went and visited them
in Spain.
In Spain, a few years after they lived with us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they were great. They were fun, and it was great. And then probably the worst was Matt and Nick.
Cousins. Yeah, but see, that's the thing. You say they were the worst, but as a kid, I remember how much fun they were. They were so fun, but it was always because they were drunk.
Yeah, seriously. So they were the most difficult. But
did they live with us at the same time?
Well, they lived in the apartment.
Both of them?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I used to bang on the door to wake them up to go to work because they couldn't wake up. So they were tough, but you know, we love them, and that was it. They needed a place to stay, and they came.
So I constantly get phone calls and emails talking about natural ways of life. Tell everyone your views on healthy eating. I'm constantly getting emails about what to eat, what not to eat. This is natural. This says it's natural, but it's not. So tell everybody about these emails that you send me. Tell me, everyone, your views on healthy eating.
My view, I don't think it takes rocket science. It's chicken, fish, meat, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Those are the things that are natural, and they're what best supports a healthy body. I think you do it within reason. If somebody has a nice, fresh, homemade cake, of course, have a piece. Just don't eat it every day. And of course, water. Unbelievable, the benefits of making sure your body is not dehydrated.
And what about sugar?
Sugar is poison.
This is what she tells me. Sugar is poison. Explain why.
It feeds cancer. It is not the preferred food of cancer. It's the only food.
Is that scientifically shown?
Yes, yes. Look it up. I mean, you can always find people who disagree. But in my opinion, the amount of sugar that we're taking in, to take in sugar is not problematic. To take in massive amounts of it is when a problem develops. It's when sugar is what you're eating more than anything else. That becomes a problem.
You're not talking about sugars in fruits and things like that.
No, absolutely not. I'm talking about added sugar, candy, cakes, cookies.
Things like that.
Right. Here's the thing. Here's the rule of thumb. I was once at a conference where a nutritionist talked about if a third grader can't read the ingredients, they can't pronounce the ingredients,
don't eat
the product.
Oh my
seriously.
Gosh.
If there's more than, say, five ingredients, you got to be thinking, what are these things? They try to hide it and make them look like they're good for you. But so many things we can't even pronounce, let alone do we know what they are.
And treat yourself every once in a while.
Absolutely.
But just don't make it a main food every day.
Mm-hmm.
Sugar's not a food group.
Right.
Do you eat fast food?
No, never. Absolutely not.
What about what's being absorbed through our skin? Beauty products, sunscreens, things like that.
I don't use them.
Can you tell? Do you use lotion?
I do use lotion and I do put makeup on. But as far as if you think about it, when you get up in the morning, you wash your hair, you use conditioner, you use maybe mousse, and then you spray it. All of these they're going into the skin. I mean, we have patches in the medical profession that you put on your skin. It is absorbed into the body. So you have to think that anything that you're putting on your skin is being absorbed. So make sure it's as close. You know, I love coconut oil. It's great.
You use that as a lotion almost?
Mm-hmm. You can use apple cider vinegar as an astringent. And
you put that on your face?
Yes.
See, I know that she does these things, but I don't know the exact routine. So you put apple cider vinegar on your face.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes olive oil. One time we went to bed and your father said, I smell meat or something. But actually it was the olive oil.
So you use olive oil, you use coconut oil, you use apple cider vinegar. What about your hair? Do you use normal shampoos?
For a while, I didn't. I read this thing that people have beautiful hair and they don't use hair products. They just like scrub their head and stuff. It didn't work.
So you do use shampoo?
I use shampoo, yes.
And what about sunscreen? You don't use sunscreen?
No.
You have an all-natural sunscreen, right?
I do, but I don't use it.
So you don't even use the all-natural sunscreen?
No. I just take myself out of the sun if I feel like I'm getting too much.
But you do one thing before you go out in the sun. What is it?
Eat a tomato.
And you do that because lycopene, an antioxidant found in tomatoes, can actually help prevent the skin from being sunburned.
Yes.
But you'll feel your skin if it's starting to burn.
Yes, of course.
And then you'll go in.
Of course. And there are studies, and I know people who make sunscreen would probably hate me, but there are studies in third world countries where sunscreen was introduced and there was a rise in skin cancer. And I think my thoughts are that people put the sunscreen on. Not only are these chemicals being absorbed, but they're also staying out too long in the sun because they're like, well, I'm not burning.
So maybe it's coming from the sunscreen or maybe it's coming from the sun because you're now able to stay out longer.
Right. People in the United States are deficient in vitamin D. Where do you get your vitamin D? If you get it from the sun. So go out in the sun for 15 minutes a day and you're not going to be deficient in vitamin D. And the interesting thing is that you can take too much vitamin D if you're taking it in a pill form by mouth. Yes, you can. The body will never take in too much from the sun. It actually shuts off the absorption of vitamin D when it's had enough.
But you're not saying sit in the sun for as long as you want. You still have to go in if your skin starts to
burn. Oh, absolutely. I say 15 minutes a day is good.
What if you're going to the pool or you're going to the beach for the day?
I just go in the sun. And then when I feel, I go in the shade or under an umbrella or put a hat on or whatever. You know, you don't want to burn your skin. That's damaging.
Do you take medications at all?
Absolutely not.
You don't take anything.
No.
Just the other day you were over. The pollen count has been so ridiculously high. You were over the other day and you looked like you had two black eyes.
Yes, you're right.
And you didn't take any medication for that.
No, absolutely not.
And that was when? 2 days ago.
2 days ago.
That was 2 days ago. Your eyes look fine now. What did you do?
I took apple cider vinegar. I've started taking it twice a day. Once in the morning and once in the evening, and it has cleared my eyes up. And
did it clear your sinuses?
Yep.
because I'm dying. I can't breathe. I can't fall asleep at night. When I wake up, I sound terrible.
I told you for years to take apple cider vinegar.
Listen, before apple cider vinegar even became a thing, before it was this widespread thing that everybody was doing, my mom has been doing this for how many years?
Years. Yes.
Taking a teaspoon of apple cider vinegar. Sometimes you take just the teaspoon. Sometimes you put it in a cup of water and then
No, you must put it in water. You'll burn your esophagus if you don't. So, I mean, you won't, but there are some people that overdo it. You know, and I always mix it.
And I did hear that if you just take like a straight shot of apple cider vinegar, it actually can affect your teeth.
Yeah. But you can, you know, you can have it like oil and vinegar. People eat it. Use apple cider vinegar with the mother. That's the sludge kind of at the bottom. And that contains a lot of nutrients. Just good for you.
And how much water do you drink a day?
At least 8 glasses of water a day.
And people have been saying that for years.
Yes.
But you...
And then some people are coming out saying, well, you don't really need it because there's water and fruit. But that, how many people do you know that eat the amount of fruit they should be eating a day? The amount of fiber we
Except for me.
Yes. You
eat. I eat plenty of fruit.
Yeah. There's a great book called Your Body's Many Cries for Water. It's all about how dehydration affects the body. It's a phenomenal book. It was written by an Iranian doctor, I believe, when he was in jail. And the only thing he had that he could work with his patients with was water.
Why was he in jail?
A political prisoner.
I ask all of my guests this, but if you could give one bit of advice to the people listening today, what would you tell them?
Oh, to help others. That's what we're here for. They say that the one emotion that must be taught is empathy. And teach your kids to be kind to others and to be there for others. I remember when you used to bring me home kids who didn't have a mother, whose father died when she was 6. And be there for those kids, because if you want to make a difference in society. I remember once Jimmy, this is how different kids view it.
Jimmy's my brother,
Jimmy
by the way.
Is your brother. He one day came home and said someone was teasing the handicapped girl on the bus. And I said, well, Jimmy, did you do anything? And he said, yes. And I said, what did you do? He said, I bashed him into the locker. And I said, Jimmy, does he even know? He said, oh, he knew why I did it. So, but I mean, the kindness that he was got so angry at someone that would do this. I mean,
that he bashed him into the locker. So a little bit different. I would bring home people that might need
Seriously.
A little bit of guidance. Seriously. Jimmy would bash them into the lockers.
And then Christopher one day came and said to me, he had some money in the bank, and he said, I want to buy his friend a PlayStation. It was expensive. It was a couple of $100. And he bought it for him because he knew his family could not afford it at that time. And it was what they loved to do, you know.
When all the kids
had the kids, yeah.
And did he buy it for him?
He bought it for him. Oh. Absolutely. Yeah. I think it's important to always make sure that the sleepovers are at your house.
Oh, we grew up. But I wouldn't even say that we weren't allowed to sleep out or we weren't allowed to go to sleepovers, but we didn't want to.
Yeah.
I always wanted to stay at home, and I was always able to have a sleepover if I wanted to. Somebody could stay over.
Mm-hmm. Remember the time that I caught you and your two friends sneaking out the side door when they were about 15? I was always on it. I was always right there. And I just jumped up and said, where are you guys going? And they were like, oh, just outside to jump on the trampoline. I said, are the three boys in the car out front going to jump on the trampoline also?
What did we do? That was that? The end of that?
Well, that was it. You know, well, they were allowed to jump on the trampoline. That was it. You weren't getting into the car with them.
Yeah, I'm not big on sleepovers. I still, to this day, I like to sleep at my own house in my own bed.
Yeah, I know. All three of you were like that.
But I guess that was because, well, it's your house. Of course, that'll be the first place you want to sleep. But we were always able to invite people in. There was never, you didn't say no if somebody wanted to sleep over or we wanted to have, you know, a few friends over for a party.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
And you were always there watching over us.
Always. Always. Yes.
Never took your eyes off of us. Yeah. And that was probably like the worst thing I ever did was try to sneak out at 15.
Yeah.
And it was probably like 9 o'clock. It
and
wasn't
I think
even late.
And you would have been out and had fun. You weren't going to go out and do drugs or anything like that. You were hanging out with the boys, which was what young girls do at 15 and 16, you know.
Yeah,
but exactly. You just have to, I think you have to be on top of your kids. It's really important.
Well, Mom, thank you so much for coming in and telling us a little bit about your story. And happy
You're
Mother's Day.
Thank you. Happy Mother's Day to you, too.
Thanks, Mom.
This is Her Story with Kathy Romano on 95.7 Ben FM.
Before we wrap up for the morning, I have one more guest for you and a guest who needs your help. She needs your votes in order to win a contest. My next guest is one of 11 finalists in the Chilu Liberate Yourself Dance Competition. 12-year-old Bella Slip won a preliminary contest in Brooklyn and is now one of the finalists and needs your votes to help her win. Please welcome Bella Slip to Her Story. Hi, Bella.
Hi.
So tell me about this contest.
So the contest I'm in right now is called the Chilu Liberate Yourself Dance Competition. If I win, I will win a trip to LA and be in a commercial.
Chilu is a shoe company, correct?
Yes.
So will you be in the shoe company's commercial?
Yes, I will.
That's really cool.
Thank you.
We want you to win this. So we're going to try to get people to go to the website and vote for you. So how do they vote exactly?
So you go to the website, CCILU, and then click vote now. I'm the top left contestant, and you will type in your email and your first name and last name. I promise you they will not email you, though.
They're not going to email you. Okay, I already voted for you, and it's so easy. All you do is go to the website, ccilu.com, and you just follow the links to get to Bella. You're the first video posted.
Yeah.
It's really easy. So tell me, when did you start dancing?
I started dancing when I was 2, but I did not do hip-hop and breaking. I did ballet and tap. But as I got older, I grew into hip-hop and breaking.
That's what you do now, hip-hop and breakdancing?
Yes.
Did you always want to be a dancer? Like, did you tell your parents, I want to go to dance class?
When I was little, I went to a B-Boy barbecue, and that was like the first time that I saw breakdancing, and I just fell in love with it. And then I always told my parents that I wanted to do that. But, like, we couldn't really find any schools around us. But eventually, when I was 7, I found a school around us that offered breaking. I had my first dance teacher there, Mr. Long, and he's one of my favorite dance teachers that I ever had.
And are you still at that dance school?
No, I switched dance schools. Now I go to I Am Fresh.
I Am Fresh, and that's in the Northeast.
Yeah.
And how long have you been there?
2 years now.
And what grade are you in?
Sixth grade.
Sixth grade. Okay, so tell me, you had to become a finalist in order to get into this contest. So what was the preliminary round that you did?
I went to a contest back in December with my dance crew. When I was there, they asked me if I could do a battle. Being a break dancer, I thought the battle was a 1v1 battle like I'm used to. But it turns out they posted a video of me on their site, and I got the most votes from the Brooklyn round. This made me eligible to be in the final round, which I'm in right now.
So you had to go to Brooklyn to be eligible for this round. And
yeah.
Now you're in. There's 11 of you total. Is everyone from across the country?
Yeah, it's from across the country. So there's kids like from San Diego and different places across the U.S.
Are you the only person from Philadelphia?
Yes.
I mean, technically you won the Brooklyn competition, so you're listed as Brooklyn, but you are from Philadelphia.
Yeah.
And you're the only one from the area?
Mm-hmm.
That's really cool. Did you get all your friends at school to vote for you yet?
Yeah, I already put posters up and stuff.
Do you know where you are in the standings? Did they tell you how many votes you have?
Yeah, no? It says the votes right below my name inside the website.
Do you know where you are now?
I am in second place right now.
Second place.
I'm only losing by a couple points. So.
Okay, so we have to up that and we have to make sure that you get to first place. Ben FM listeners, this is where we need your help. So we need you to go to ccilu.com. And right at the top of the page, it says, vote for the winners, liberate yourself, and dance videos. You click there, and Bella is the very first video. You click on her video, and you vote. It's so simple. Please vote for Bella. And again, what's the prize? You get to go out to LA?
Yeah, and I'm in their commercial for their shoes.
For their shoes. Okay, great. Bella, thanks so much for coming by.
Thank you for having me, and please, please, please vote for me.
Please vote for Bella. It is ccilu.com. Follow the link for the Liberate Yourself and Dance videos. Vote for Bella. She's the first video on there. Voting for the competition goes until the end of May, so please vote. Thanks so much for joining me today. Have a happy Mother's Day. I'm Kathy Romano. Enjoy your weekend.
This has been Her Story with Kathy Romano. Her Story is produced by WBEN-FM in Philadelphia and airs weekly or on demand on your mobile device. Listen or subscribe at 957benfm.com.